Telehealth and mobile health technology will become more common as the federal government moves into a new phase of health IT priorities. The new Federal Health IT Strategic Plan 2015 to 2020 lays out five goals for collecting, using, and disseminating interoperable information. And a lot of agencies contributed to that plan. Karen DeSalvo is the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology. She joins me now. Dr. DeSalvo, great to have you on.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so tell us about this new strategic plan. This follows on a plan that is now completed?
It is a plan that refreshes what the original plan was put out in 2011, and the world has really evolved in that time. You know, we have better penetration of electronic health records. So we were very successful in the adoption in the clinical environment, getting healthcare experience digitized. And now there's this massive data that needs to be shared. It needs to be moved so it can be put to use for making better base value payment systems, for improving the care of individual patients, and improving population and public health. And so the focus of this plan really moves beyond the collection, which is where we were in 2010, 2011, to thinking about sharing and how we can create interoperable systems at the standard level through the policy level, taking into consideration important issues like privacy and security.
And just to give us some context here, where does the strategic health IT plan live within the federal, you know, Leviathan? It's under Health and Human Services?
Well, what most people don't know is that the Office of the National Coordinator for Health IT is now a decade old. We were started in the Bush administration, and in the HITECH Act in 2009, we were created as an office, and one of the expectations set out in statute is for us to create a federal health IT strategic plan that is meant to describe the priorities all across the federal government. So we are the coordinator and the convener for the feds. But as part of this plan, we had some 36 offices and agencies that came together. So it's the HHS family, of course, CMS and HRSA, Indian Health Service, and expands well beyond that, VA, DOD, the Federal Trade Commission, and even groups like NASA, which creates its own electronic health record and delivers care for its astronauts.
And in the private sector, I guess maybe this goes back to 2009 with the stimulus bill, which had a big component of trying to get the private sector practitioners to buy electronic health record system. That has had pretty widespread adoption, correct?
It has. So the HITECH Act, which happened just about the time the last strategic plan was written, created some stimulus funds that were designed to offset the cost of the adoption of electronic health records for hospitals and doctors. And we see now that in hospitals in this country, more than 90% have adopted electronic health records, and 60% of doctors' offices have. So we've reached a tipping point, and that has been a wildly successful program with respect to getting the adoption of the data. And now really the push is to make that data move. It's also important for the listeners to remember that it's not just about healthcare anymore, but the health IT ecosystem, the way that technology is evolving, has meant that there are new ways that health information about individuals, about communities, gets collected and needs to be a part of that overall picture of health. So it's no longer just about electronic health records, but there are new sources of data, whether it's somebody's, you know, Fitbit-type device or patient-generated data that might be entered as part of their personal health record.
And, of course, when you talk about the Fitbits and all these applications and apps and all of this, it brings up the question, with hundreds of thousands of entities, some big and some small, having electronic health records, plus all the ones that are within the government, how interoperable is all of this information?
In some cases, it has been, we've made good progress in getting it interoperable, and I think a lot of that is through what you might really call exchange, though. We have created systems that allow us to push data from one provider, one doctor's office, to another. But the next chapter of this is to really make it interoperable in a more seamless way. You know, people remember their ATM cards that worked up first only at their bank and then maybe a few banks and then worked all across the globe. That's really the kind of place that we need to get. We need to make it so that data is not just available about you and your health or your patients in one system, but actually it is interoperable across systems. And that requires us not just to think about the discrete data and the way it's collected and described, described, and but also the way we set the rules of the road, the rules of engagement. And folks will find that in our strategic plan that we were proposing general ways that we want to prioritize the issues around security and privacy and work as a federal government to be more clear about what we the way that we want to approach those challenges, the way we want to partner with the private sector, because we want to make sure also that this is something that's going to allow people's data to move, not just within the federal government if they're a provider, but really to set the standards, which is responsibility of the Office of the National Coordinator that the country can follow.
We're speaking with Dr. Karen DeSalvo. She's the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology. And what about the individual who's to whom all of this data ultimately applies? What are individuals' roles in making sure records are correct and work and are useful?
I'm so happy that you raised that, because that is really what this strategic plan is designed to be about. We took a very deliberate action as the 36 agencies and departments sat around the table and talked about future priorities. That the first thing that we decided was that this had to be about putting the person at the center. This was about the people of this country who were here to serve, and how do we wrap data around them so that it's there when and where it matters for their own self-management of their care or to save their life in the event that data is going to do just that. It also allows us then to create a better picture of health through things like big data about where that person lives, learns, works, and plays, understand about healthcare systems and how we can improve the quality and safety of care, all to the end that whoever you are, when you access healthcare, it's going to be as efficient and effective as possible. We're going to be spending our dollars wisely in that area, but more importantly, that we can really begin to understand across somebody's lifespan how we can do everything possible at the right time in the right place to work with them to see that they have care. And this data increasingly needs to be available to each and every person with their consent, with their expectations. I hear this from consumers all the time when I do listening sessions and when I'm talking to folks out in the community. They have an expectation that their health care and health data is going to be secure and available when they need it and want it. And it's become that way in other sectors. So healthcare is ready and energized to do it. This plan is about a way that we begin to really push in that direction to make it more interoperable so the data is freed with appropriate consent and then available for use by individuals, by doctors, by public health, and others to really advance the health of this country.
Okay, so looking at the strategic plan itself, you have five objectives: to expand adoption, to advance, as you say, interoperability, to strengthen healthcare delivery, to advance health and well-being, and to advance, as you mentioned earlier, research and scientific knowledge and technology and innovation. Knowledge and innovation is what I meant to say. So, how does all this get done? What is the tactics for making sure this happens?
We know the federal government, of course, is the major purchaser of healthcare. So there are many ways that payment reform through CMS and Medicaid and other programs can help drive the continued collection or digitization of the healthcare experience and the health experience, and drive people to encourage providers to want to share information. And there are roles within that sharing piece, which is largely what Goal 2 is about, for other agencies like the Federal Trade Commission to make sure that the marketplace is transparent and that people are able to access their data, whether that's the doctor trying to access it from another EHR or the person trying to access their own health information. There are plenty of use cases that are described in the goals 3 through 5 that include roles and opportunities for the NIH, for SAMHSA, for organizations like the Indian Health Service, the VA, the DOD, to think through how they can drive the use of this information for betterment of individuals' care and health, and also at advancing science and advancing the quality and safety of our entire healthcare system. And as people look through this document, they'll see that we have begun to link different agencies like FDA, VA, DOD, FTC, others, to areas where those organizations, those agencies, those departments have said, we have a way that we have either a policy lever, a purchasing lever, programmatic lever that we believe will help advance this part of the strategic plan. And in many ways, the departments and agencies have sorted out ways that they can work cooperatively. We do already have a table that is sat in the federal government. Some folks might be familiar with the federal health architecture. It's the way that we will work on implementing some of this, these actions that are described at a high level in the strategic plan. So some of this work is underway already, and this strategic plan is meant to really prioritize, but in many cases it's our way to signal to our partners in the private sector and to the American people what we believe are the priorities after listening to them, after looking at what the future is bringing with respect to health information technology and seeing how we can raise the floor for everybody, bring everyone along, but be as efficient and effective as possible as a federal government and seeing that we're being aligned in our own policies and procedures.
And let me just ask you a personal question. I do a lot of running, have for 20 years,
yeah.
And now I'm using for the past several years a heart rate monitor and a GPS mm-hmm. watch, and there's all this data now every time I go out. And it's actually stored online, so I guess if somebody were to hack Garmin, they could see what my performance is. And a lot of people do this. Do you see this someday as something individuals could kind of upload into some big cloud, and it would contribute to what knowledge there is about the population and also what knowledge there is about an individual to his or her healthcare providers?
It's such a perfect example about why a new strategic plan was necessary and why we had to sit down and sort out how to prioritize and think about a bigger ecosystem of health information technology. 6 years ago, when we started thinking about the last plan, these kinds of technologies you described really were not ubiquitous. They didn't exist in the way they do today. And the notion of a cloud really didn't exist. So people are consumers, the American people are collecting data about themselves in just the way that you describe all the time. The responsibilities around seeing that that data maintains the privacy expectations that individuals have about their health data, but also that there's security expectations. One of the key things that people will pull out of this plan and a great deal of work that we want to do to advance that. But you are talking about a future that is frankly really exciting to me and I believe on the horizon, and it is not, just to underscore this, it's a future in which the electronic health record and the healthcare system is not the center. It is where the person and their health data is the center. And there are major companies out there working on that kind of a platform that you would, that you might call a longitudinal health record, that you as a person could choose a trusted third party that would host your information, be it from the healthcare environment or from something like your Garmin tool. And that kind of policy framework and technology framework has not been well spelled out yet. And it is, I think, a major challenge for our country, but it's exciting, and it's going to get us to a place where we really are putting people at the center and wrapping their data around them so that they can be more engaged, more informed, and really be partners in their health.
All right, progress and a lot of work to do. Karen DeSalvo is the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom.